This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution. Social unrest had been brewing for decades in Russia leading up to 1917, when two events swept across the country. First, the February Revolution toppled the 300-year-old Romanov dynasty and a provisional government was formed. Then later in the fall of 1917, Bolsheviks, led by Vladimir Lenin, seized power from that provisional government. The so-called October Revolution, modern calendars push the date into early November, would eventually lead to the Communist Party, the Soviet Union, and the Cold War, before the Soviet Union's dissolution in 1991. Lucian Kim is NPR's Moscow correspondent and joins us now to talk about how this year's anniversary resonates in Russia today. Welcome to Here and Now.
Great to be here.
It's good to talk with you. So first of all, just give us a sense about how Russia is observing or acknowledging this 100th anniversary.
Well, it's a tricky thing. There have been some exhibits in museums. In fact, one is opening in the Hermitage, the former Winter Palace in St. Petersburg, which was one of the main sites of the revolution. The Kremlin has said there will be no official commemoration on November 7th. November 7th is, of course, famous for its tank parades on Red Square during the Cold War. Putin likes the tanks, but not the holiday. And so now those parades take place in May to celebrate the victory in World War II. And to keep the older generation happy, November 4th has been now made a holiday, and it's called the Day of National Unity.
Okay, so then tell us more about who is celebrating now.
Well, the Communist Party of Russia says, they say they will celebrate the revolution. They want to celebrate the entire first week of November. They say they're going to invite Communist parties from around the world, and they will visit Lenin's tomb, which is still on Red Square. And I think the fact that it's still there is a symbol of the ambivalence in Russian society toward that event.
Okay, really interesting. So perhaps we should talk about the man who followed Lenin, and that's Joseph Stalin, of course, because that has to be part of the challenge here. I mean, Stalin was responsible for the death of millions. So what's the view of Stalin in Russia today?
The view is very mixed. You can find memorials to Stalin, even new memorials. He's being remembered as the leader who industrialized Russia, and I think most importantly, the man who defeated Hitler in World War II. And a lot less is made about the totalitarian nature of his regime. There was a poll taken earlier this year. 46% of respondents said they had a positive view or assessment of Stalin. And only 21% said they found him negative. I think it's really a reflection that there's not a lot of public discussion about Stalin's repressions today, and he's widely seen as a good manager.
So, Lucian, you mentioned a little bit about how President Vladimir Putin is looking upon this anniversary. Tell us more.
Well, I think the clearest words that Putin said about the revolution itself was last year in a speech. He called for a sober analysis of 1917, of the events of that year. He said it was really important not to allow any splits in society today because of those events, and that it was really time for reconciliation. I think it's important to remember that after the Russian Revolution, you had a really bloody and long civil war before the Soviet Union really established power over the entire territory.
Well, so we're talking today about the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution, but of course, Russia itself today is a very, very complex nation. There's another presidential election coming up next March. I mean, what does the near future hold?
Well, Russians are really searching for an ideology or a national idea following the end of communism, because communism really was a very powerful ideology. Today, the Russian Orthodox Church is playing a bigger and bigger role in sort of filling that void. Russians, in general, view revolutions as something negative. And I think it's fair to say that the one thing Russians want in the future is no more revolutions. And I think that's one reason why they support Putin, because he promises continuity and no sudden changes. And that's the reason why everybody expects Putin to run in next year's election and also to win them.
Well, Lucian Kim is NPR's Moscow correspondent. Lucian, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.